He called me Elohim. So Be'etzem, according to what we're saying, Nitzchis, there's no gvul to Torah, Chas V'Shem. Chol Adom, Kol Zman, Kodma Lo'ilam. What's Kodma Lo'ilam? We're not allowed to look into it. But one thing we know is that Chas V'Shem, there's no Aschala, there's no Hagbala, Chas V'Shem, before that it is, and before that it wasn't Chas V'Shem. Hashem Slab Shabbos Yippurim Asis Kufi Azman. Da'ayinu, Be'ez Shehoyu Ha'ovis Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Slab Shah Torah B'Sippurim Aisi Shalem. What's the hira? Torah is Milashon hira. Can ask the same thing in Lech Lecha. All the sipuri obis, all the sipuri maisis, everything is Torah and everything is nitzchis. So you can ask that in any parsha. Why do you wait till parsha is Yeshiv? Now the word is because Parshas Yeshu is Megala, the Nitzchi is Sapnish Kanzman, Sapnish Kansof. So this is Sipuri Maisis. It happened on Tuesday, it happened on Wednesday. What's the Nitzchistic limit from it? Parshas Yeshu, we have the Kasha. Parshas Yeshu is there's no Zman, there's no Gvul, there's no Gonish, there's nothing. Before we go into Mitzrayim, there's no Gvul, there's no thing. So if there's no Gvul, so Sipuri Maisis is Megala, even though it happened on a Tuesday afternoon, but it's Shayach to us as well. No, it's Nitzchis, no Gvul. Stantach the Kasha, what's going on? Omnom hinin noy de mei mechazal bereishis bar b'shul atoyer b'shul Yisrael hinin hin di kitachas kavanas brisa oilam as hoyrak lehitiv li bruav ki Hashem izbaruch lehi tzorach livra oilam b'shul atzmo el ben shalem chas v'sham doesn't need the world k'mo ya odom shetzorach leizid or ben shalem has no tzorachim chas v'sham shenimtza im kein shu chas ha'oisei dova chas v'sham you should think that he might be lacking something kim shu tzorach lehi need something aber Hashem izbaruch eino kein ki hu sholem chol mina shleim boz hel gib Hashem is sholem chol mina shleim is v'yipal olav shum chasaran chas v'sham. And therefore, there's no notion of shaykh chesaron chas v'sham. Shnei mashoy tzarich lebrias ha'olam as rakavonas brias hoisa ki miteva toiv lehitiv. Bein shalom wants to be mative. Toiv Hashem lakoil ki bar lomis shiuch lebrias lehenas mituva. Ve'ika toiv u'mash misangin Yisrael basias mitzoysov. V'zeh misangin al Hashem. The ika toiv is that Klal Yisrael misanin have a toiv basias the tiny basias mitzvos. A yidu looks at the shmiras Torah mitzvos as an all. He has to get up in the morning and he davened. So where's the tining of the bunch? What's the bunch? The bunch created the Greek Bria to give us tainug alaki. That's where he created the Bria. So the Igman, a yin has a tainug in a mitzvah. Oh, that's the tachlis of Bria. Not chas v'sham. Why didn't I do it more with bittel? Why didn't I do it more with kabbalas oil? Yeah, the more you take a rochnis, take a tainug in the mitzvah. Givalti. That's where the bunch created the world. Gave all hezbo once in it. Aye, mitzvah lav lehonis nitin. You remember the hezbo we gave? So it's also in Rosh Hashanah. There's too many on them. Rosh Hashanah is the din in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is mitzvah lav lehonis nitin. Do it. It's Olam Ha'maisi. In the Hecher Revelt is Olam Ha'tainuk. So therefore, mitzvah Olam Ha'tainuk, each should connect to Olam Ha'tainuk. Rosh Hashanah wants him to have tainuk in his Avitz Hashem. So it's not a kasha for mitzvah lav lehonis nitin. Mitzvah lav lehonis nitin is only a Rosh Hashanah dekayim adin of the Bria.
Once you say Al Tiyu Avodim, it means Nishma. If you say Don't serve Hashem Al Menos Lekal Pras Anu Memeda, you should serve Hashem Shlo Al Menos. Why does it have to be rewritten again? The Inyan, like we said, Shasarich Lis Anig. See, it's Mitzvah Hashem Is Baruch Tainig Ruchni Me'ein Olam Haba. Rav Shlomo wants us to feel Me'ein Olam Haba. Mizeh Al Tiyu Avodim Mishom Shem Kloim Ak Shloye Avoida Kabel Scha Achaze Ol Tzapis L'Tashlem Scha Mashiach Chakach. Mordi Kavod. See, it's a mitzvah. He's already tiny. Ruchim in a mal aleichem. Azar tiny. Azar vod. Zeh shalom. As we're saying, shalom. Al menos tiny. She kabel achakach. Al toivu now. In other words, that's what he's saying. Don't wait. Don't do the mitzvah al tanai that the tiny should only begin. To feel you're doing it, but the tiny is only going to begin in al mahavo. Do the mitzvah shalom al menos la kabel pras. Don't do the mitzvah al menos that the tiny is stored in Yenevelt. Do the mitzvah. You should feel the tiny now. Menschen wants us to feel the tining. The biggest lishma in Torah is the tining of Torah, the tining from learning the Torah alone. This is the Eglita. Everything in Ruchnius is the everything in Ruchnius is Machiv the Bunchlenem Chasushal and you can't be Magbil. So anything Ruchnius you can't be Magbil. It's the Pashas Vayeshev the Kakasha. So the bunch of them come here and sound themselves in the Torah. Achine, hayole, lehaschi la Torah, the mitzvah said. Torah should be gained in the mitzvah, lomen is slabsha, besipuri masiyas. Lomen is slabsha, besipuri masiyas. Why was the Torah in the slabish, besipuri masiyas? Acho inyan, the mitzvah, aleinu, lesaper, b'yitzias Mitzrayim. The inyan is, that it's a mitzvah, aleinu, lesaper, b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Like the Balagoda says, that's Rashi's kash at the beginning. Why isn't it slavish as Purim? The Indian is a mitzvah lein and sapi tzitzis mitzrayim, like the Balagoda says. Chol marbe netzapi tzitzis mitzrayim is a meshubach. In an oven in a marbe, Chazal says sich zchun shel tomid chom and sich enlimut. Givad the yifshlem and tari tomid. You have to speak the word kashmim sometimes. Tzadikim yelchibo. Even when they speak Dvaram Gashmim, they dvek him dovek to Hashem. Or mamish, sichos and toiri, it's mamish toiri, ki malim bozeh neshomois kamoim be'esik ha-toiri. It's a pelde gazach. To do it, there's neshomois, they're not on the Madrega, such an fallen neshomois, that they're not on the Madrega, where the tzaddik's toiri can be mal at them. Only the tzaddik's sichoschulin can be mal at them. Yesh neshomois, shechoyin nesalis v'dvorim, yoysev kmi be'esik ha-toiri, she'enem koyach leskal b'toiri nesalis. And that's why tzaddikim have to talk the rechulin to be mal and neshamas that are not on the level to be nisala alidei the tzaddik's Torah. Therefore, the tzaddik has to talk dvarim sichas chulin in order to be mal at them. And that's the inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Eloshem meitzar yam somech l'sfas hayom. Yam is chochma. Sfas hayom is a big pellet. It can be a gvul to the chochma. Chemitzvah leinu tomid l'sapim Yitzis Mitzrayim. Cholis v'chol shorik shemdabe zedobi dvar b'Yitzis Mitzrayim. Meaning, whenever you're talking, it should be something that should be slavish. It should go beyond, and it should go into. It should be slavish even into the sichas cholim. Which is mamish the same vortis we say. The same vortis when you're going, leaving your house and going to the. It should take the kedusha there. The same thing when the tzaddik learns Torah, then he talks dvarim sichas cholim. So therefore, the Torah is mispashit into the sichas cholim. The Torah is mispashit into the sichas cholim. The spashtus of Torah into the sichas cholim. That is the spashtus of kedusha. That's breaking the gvulim. That's breaking the gvulim. That's the sod of the Torah. Chol is, chol shok, shem tabe di yidvor b'yitziz, and zechol amarba, the lab dafke pesach, abe tome di yisipure b'yitziz mitzvah. That's the whole yisod of the sipure in the Torah, or kol kule Torah, the mamish part of the Torah, it's part of chamish chamish Torah. But that's the vod, the lesson to be learned over here is, now that's pshat, yafa sichas abde ovis, yisim tov shabonim, the spashtus, The spashtus went out. Goes out of the gvul even into everything. It's all sort of Shema Yisrael. You say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So in other words, the havai is outside. The kim is stuck inside. The havai is outside. So you're spashtus beyond. And the kim keeps everything in teva. Here you're spashtus beyond. After Hashem Kecha, b'chol vavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol ma'oidecha. Ma'oid means ma'oid. Ma'oid means Believe God. What's that? Believe God. Should have zechol, lech to chavaderech, shach to chav kamecha. Should be mispashed everywhere. Because when the Yudke Vovke is when the Shem Havai, that's the whole vault of Shavisi Havai. The next summit is when you go, you walk around with Shavisi Havai. The next summit. So then, you never leave. That's the vault. Shavisi Havai. With the Shem Havai, you never leave. And lekim was a gvul. You finish Maariv, so you're not davening. You finish learning, you're not learning. The mitzvah of Havai is hoya hoya v'yir. There's no gvul. So when a person lives his life, Shavis Havai, and like the summit, there's no gvul. I have to talk to Varam Gashmi sometimes. That's not a steer. It's not a. spills over, like the Shabbos spills over into the week. The week is Chulin, Shabbos is Kodesh. Kiddush spills in. Same thing, the Torah is Kodesh and spills into the Sichas Chulin, Shetam Yechon. So the Gvulin break, and it spills in. So you see Mitzrayim, the whole Vod, you see Mitzrayim is the Mitzrayim broke. All those Mitzrayim that don't let Kiddush spread broke. If they broke, Kolamar Belasaper. So there's no limit. What's the Vod? What is all the Gvulim are broken. They'll say that all the Gvulim are broken. All the Gvulim are broken. You can go on and on. They will carry on going on and on. When would they have ended? They wouldn't have ended. Ain't safe. They only ended. See Krishna. What's the Sada Krishna? Havaya. The Sada, the Yichud of Havaya. Havaya Lakim. Yichud of Havaya Lakim is when the Hagbolas of Lakim break and then Niskal into the Havaya. Until you get to a stage of Chol Ma'oidecha. It spills over. It spills over. Talmidim came and said Beseda, so they everything that we've been talking about went into the Krishna. It's the same. It's the same Indian. It's the Indian of being mispashed without the thing. Tzitzis Mitzrayim is breaking the gvul, breaking the gvul and mele verta kolamar belasapa arizim shuk. And that's all the Indian of Sipurim Maisi. Sipurim Maisi just means Sichas Chulin. All these Zimyonim just mean that the Kedusha is now mispashed into the Sichas Chulin. Talmud Chacham, since it's Kulei Torah, so therefore whatever he talks, forget. When he does talk, he has to talk Sichas Chulin. But when he does talk Sichas Chulin, he just be marachiv the Gvulim of Kedusha. It's like bringing Shabbos in early. It's like Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Torah, when it spills over into the That's the sort of Sikurei Maisis of Tzadikim and all these Inyanim. And that's Rabbi Yisrael of Yosef, Zaychon Shes, Kaddish, Kachbach, called Yisrael Sabbath, and Yosef is a Tzadik. So he's the whole time in Mala Madrigas, and Mitzah Yisod. Chachma, it's a Kabbalah, it's a Kabbalah. What is this? All the Achana for Yates Kislev. Because Yates Kislev, the word is that the Balatani was imprisoned because he broke Gvulim. He was Megala, so it's a Torah in Avonah and Hasoga. In Avonah Hasoga, the Baal Shem HaKadosh and the Maggid came to him when he was in jail. They came to him and said, "There's a Kibshu Gat in Shanaim that he's taking Hecher Zachen and he's breaking Gvulim. You know, he's bringing him down to Avonah and Hasoga. Hasoga is a Gvul. He's breaking into the Gvul of the Gvul of Gvul. He's bringing Hecher Zachen down. And then Midi connect Midi. He was jailed. You're in a Gvul. You're locked in. Mamish, that's jail. Jail is you're kept within a Gvul. You can't go out." That was the Midi Kenegd Midi. The Kitchuv was poiled that he should be put into jail because he broke Gvulim. So that's why he was put in the Abdul Kilo. He broke Gvulim in order to be Marchi Gvulim of Kedusha. So therefore he was put into jail. Klibed and Achiza, Kitchuv, put him into jail to confine him. It's a punishment for breaking the Gvul.
You're letting out too much.
Yeah, though they were sent to the Kitchuv. It's not too much. It's Niglan, it's Nista. He took Taurus and Nista and he's bringing it down until to bring them down to Havana and Asaga. In other words, this is Ki'ilu Shaykh to a different type of person, different type of Havana, and Chassidus Chabad brings it down and uses Mishalim for Kabbalah, uses Mishalim of Nefesh HaAdam and Bapsari Yechzelaka, uses the Pasuk the whole time, Bapsari Yechzelaka, just like Nefesh HaAdam, just like the Dam, just like this, takes Kabbalah Digazach and he brings them down. He broke the Gvul between Nigla and Ister. He broke the Gvul. So he was jailed, and that's why they were all jailed. All the Bavitch Rebbe's, a lot of them were jailed, because the Indian by the Bavitch Rebbe's was Mesiris Nefesh to go just to smash, just to break through. Right? Ufaratzta, this Rebbe, Ufaratzta, what does Ufaratzta mean? Yom of a Kedmah, Tzafoyin of Hegla, nothing gets in the way, and that's Kishmoy Kinhu, that's what he preached. I just heard this morning in a yeshiva, whatever, I don't know if you know Ephraim Weissmandel, he's an Eidem by this sort of thing. So he said he saw on a video, he saw that someone told the Rebbe that they got so much, the three new moisters, and after take off, they got so much, what should they do? So the Rebbe told him, add on. The Shaila was what to take off because it's too much, and the terrace was, add on. So what's the side of that? That kind of story, but what's the side? The side is, you magma yourself, you've got to be magma yourself. Go into a matzah where you break the gvulim. When you break the gvulim, you'll have time for everything. Yiddishkeit, you never know what leads on to the next thing. It's Yiddishkeit, ruchnis be'etzim, works for lead gvulim. I heard yesterday Moedik a story. The Musa Haskell from the story is Moedik. It's not such a Moedik a story. But Bachar Mavaseret in my shame told me yesterday, do you know my story? So I said, what's his story? So he said he came from a more from a family, of an Orthodox family, whatever. But he was in university in America called Binghamton, or whatever. It's a university somewhere in the middle of nowhere in America. You heard of such a name? Binghamton? Yeah, so he was in the university over there. He was completely fried. Went completely up. This bocher is now in yeshiva, completely fried. So he says last year on the Sarma Tevis, he took a tray, like in the chaisim, in the kitchen there, he took his food and sat down and ate. Comes along another few Jewish students, completely fried. We're never from, they don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, you know. And they said to him, it's a Sarma Tevis today. Why are you eating? What do you got to do with Asara Batavis? So they're fasting. He said, you're fasting today? And these are completely fried students. They said, yeah, the Shliach on the campus told them that, you know, it's Asara Batavis. What do you care? It's only till 5 in the afternoon. It's a big thing, Asara Batavis. He's blaming them Asara Batavis. So those fried students were fasting. So he got so taken aback by it that he got very close to the Shliach, which came from. The Shliach said, you've got to leave the university and go to Eretz Yisrael for a few years. So now he's here in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Mar? That's the Maisa. What's the Mar de Gezach? The Mar de Gezach is what one thing leads to the other. This Shliach, he's telling his name is Sloni, he's probably Zedek Sloni's son, he's a Yushlaim al-Babach Mishpacha, Alta Yushlaim al-Babach Mishpacha, Shram, they go Shram. So he says, what's this son? So this, I'm sure the Shliach had. Yah Asar Batavis, Nishla Asar Batavis. Some of them not Shemesh Shabbos yet. Was Hakstein Rain in Asar Batavis? Yah Asar Batavis, Nishla Asar Batavis. You have to hack around what you can, and that was the chiddush of the rabbi. You never know where this is going to lead to. He told me that those other students are already from, already there. But I'm saying even then, so the student came in. He gives a share a few times a week. They came in. Tomorrow is Asar Batavis. Should I speak about it? Speak about Asar Batavis. Tell them to fast. What's this? You never know. What came out of those fraya students fasting on Asar Batavis? That this bocha became about tshuva and he's learning in Eretz Yisrael. If they wouldn't have fasted on Asar Batavis, then he wouldn't have become. And then he wouldn't have. What's the bar? The bar is it's ain't soif. It's Yiddishkeit spreads. It's ain't soif. You do a pa'ul, and that pa'ul triggers this off, and that triggers that off, and it's ain't soif. It's ain't soif. And now this one's come from. He's going to stay in yeshiva this year, hopefully next year, and he'll get married. He'll have a Yiddish mishpucha with kinder mit fruma einiklach, all because of Freya. The shliach got some Freya students to fast on Asar Batavis. No, so is there kvulim in Yiddishkeit? Engvul. We have to do what we can. We have to be chazak. We don't make chesboinus. Chesboinus are gvul. Tzimtzum dike chesboinus. No, that's Yutes Kislev. That's what Baal Tanya and all the Baruch Rebbe's until this last Baruch Rebbe always demanded more. Never a gvul. Always demanded more. He took on everything and more. It's a tzaddik, he's a doylem, it's a mechen of Yosef, it's a mechen of a tzaddik. It's Moisef, he's Moisef, he's Moisef, he's Moisef, he's Moisef, he's Moisef. He's a mayan, she ain't soif, and mayan, his Torah is a mayan, she ain't soif. The whole inion of teen life of Yiddishkeit, his pa'ulas today are pashut ain't soif. Hundreds of thousands of pa'ulas taking place every day and every minute, and it's chenshnomal, how much you hear, and how much you do, that's a tzaddik, that's a mid of tzaddik, that's a mid of Yosef. He's pulled down, you've seen the shamans that are pulled down into the world to break the gvul, finished. After the Holocaust, everybody wants to be in, and all the Gdolim said, be in, and he was a chiddush, he came out, and everybody argued with him, you have to go out, you have to break the gvul, you have to go out. Today they're all saying you have to go out, and they're all sending people out. Everybody's sending people out. But the one to break it, that's a tzaddik. The one who breaks the gvul, the one who went to Mitzrayim first, and he broke the gvul, and then everybody else is poru by Yishu Tzu by Yirbu. The one who broke the gvul was Yosef Atzadik, was Yosef Ayrich.
When Baal Tanya came out, he spread the chassidus more.
Yeah, no, he asked the Baal Shem to go to jail. He asked him, no, okay, so the kitchen got stopped. Ah, sorry, then you continue the story. Baal Shem said, no, now that you've started it, he has to come up. Yes, it's Esav, yes, it's Oz. Nitna Rishus from the Shemaim. And now it's got to be, yes, it's Esav, yes, it's Oz.
So we had to get the jail to
reveal it. Yeah. So they came to. In other words, there was a kitchuk. So he needed his. That was his mesiris nefesh. They all had mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh also gashmis and also in rochnis. He took a risky thing. The Banshlam could have said, Kaviyachal could have been a married in a kitchuk. You take him, tif and yonim, and you bring them down to a level of avonim asaga for the hamoinam. So they don't think of them. They don't think of their oynish. Don't think of anything. Mrs. Tina. The wellsprings of Chassidus actually a futzo ma'inasecha chutzo means there's no soif. A spring has no soif till it spills out. It's gone beyond the, this is the gvul. It spills out. That's what's going to bring the gvul ashlema mitzvashem. Just like we left Mitzrayim by breaking gvulim. We're going to break this gvul ashlema mitzvashem by breaking the gvulim mitzvashem. Kol ha'Torah kula, sipuri ma'isias. See, there's all the chalokim of Torah should spread out in Mitzvah Hashem, should spread out in the whole world, the whole week should become one big Tosefet Shabbos in Mitzvah Hashem.